John, just give me the background again on the events of that day. What happened to your brother and what do you remember of it?
Well, where Michael is concerned, Michael was one of thousands that went on the march. Very first time he was ever on a march in his life. And he joined the march after getting permission from my mother, and through the persuasion of people like myself, actually give in to him and let him go on the march. He was totally non-political, but he joined the march simply because his friends were going on the march and he wanted to be part of it. And actually, there's actually footage of Michael standing beside Evan Cribbert at the very beginning of the march, you know, not realising how naive he was. So, and but after that, I remember speaking to him beforehand and saying to him, look, Michael, never on the march before. If anything happens, go home. And I left him to his friends, and he went his way and I went my way. And I didn't see him then until he was dead. He was being carried out of a house in Abbey Park. And I helped to lift Michael and put him into the ambulance and take him to the hospital. He was declared dead on arrival.
What do you think you'll be feeling on the morning of June the 15th?
What I intend to do, first of all, when I get up out of my bed, I intend to go to the cemetery. And I'm going to my father, my mother, and Michael's grave. The three are buried together. And probably the family will be with me as well. I will be there to ask them to give me strength to get through the day. I remember when Soldier Ref came into London and to Central Hall to give his evidence.
The person who
murdered Michael, yeah. And I remember that morning before I left the hotel, going on my knees and praying for them to give me strength to get through that day. And I'm going to do the exact same thing because I know it is going to be a very emotional, very traumatic, and a very nervous day for me and my family. So I'm going to go to them and ask them to give me strength and my family to get through the day as best we can. But out of that, hopefully, I will see justice for my brother and for all the others who died that day and were injured. And hopefully, I will see Soldier Ref again in court. Because I want to see Soldier Ref prosecuted for Michael's death. I want to see him prosecuted for all those who killed that day, because Soldier Ref was responsible for at least four deaths on Bloody Sunday.